بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Every buzug of the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you see so much of emphasis have been made, so much of emphasis have been made towards character. Towards character. Lot of emphasis have been made towards character. And you know, it is sad that all the emphasis, we don't show importance to it at all. Don't show importance. Yet you know there's a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that says in the day of Qiyamah, in a court of justice, in other words, Tana Amal means the scale that will be most weighty, which hold most weight, is that deeds that's called good character. More than every other action. More than every other action, what you understood, that with all the good deeds you are doing, but the scale will be most weighty with those deeds, those action that is called good morals and good character, which we today show no importance to it. For example, anger is something that is everywhere. Anger, everyone is getting angry for the sake of their own desires. No one is getting angry for Allah. That itself shows you how much of weakness that we have in us. You don't understand this hadith of Rasulullah SAW. It's a so important hadith. My Hazrat said it too. That it holds so much of weight just by a person having good character. Good character means to be good to everyone. Even with your workers will be so good. Because you know, our example is on one thing. The example of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When with his children to how good character he had. His workers to how much of character he had, how good character he was. With his dealings he had good character. With his neighbors he had good character. Everyone he had good character. Muslim, non-Muslim, good character. Now we look into our lives and see that is a deed that will take you away. Holds so much. It holds so much, one does not. So in other words, that all this is perfect, you are perfect person amongst all, the weakness, the biggest weakness is bad manners. Bad manners. The weakness of all the weaknesses. Look at all the weakness in your life. The worst weakness that you've got, the biggest weakness is bad character. And no one is working towards it. No one. And it's so important to perfect one's character at all times. Perfect one's character. And he has to work towards it. You have to work towards it. And even though Imam Hanifa Rahmatullah says, if you present yourself with bad character and bad morals, and you begin to ill-treat people, you present yourself with bad manners, I'm telling you, look at your own self with your relation with your wife and children. You talk to others with sweetness and shows good character. By the time it comes to your own family and the children, how you present yourself to them, you know for yourself. A person does not even know how to live a life with his wife. He's warm with everyone else. He's cold with his wife. He shows his warmth to everyone. He shows how good he is to everyone. The warmth and the, you know, welcome and all the rest of it. But when it comes to his own wife and children, you notice this much that he's completely cold. There's no relation of all at all. And yet you must know Imam Hanifa Rahman says that person he has that bad character in him. If it begins to ill-treat his people, then if it goes to that extent, that his parents will go against him too. Let us not take it lightly. It's happening today. Parents and when children are not together anymore, there is no contact with mother and father, mother and children at all. So what happens? It begins to ill-treat people, even if it's parents, they will become enemies of themselves. Now we must look at the majlis. When you come to a person's majlis, what the reason is to come is to make a difference in your life. If it does not make difference in your life, then what have you come for? You have to concentrate on what I'm saying, because it's a very important thing. Every act of Nabi Karim himself with his enemies, how was he behaving? We're reading books of all kinds that he was so kind with this person, so affectionate and so much sympathizing with everyone. But let us see for ourselves how much are we sympathizing with people. The affection he showed, the love he should show, that shows how important it is. And you must remember, Imam Ghazali says a bad character is a sign that a person internally is filthy. Who said that? Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah says a person's, if he's got bad character and bad habits and bad morals in him, that means he's internally filthy. We speak so high about him and we know how great he was and the sacrifice he undertook and underwent. And he is saying like this. So what does it mean by that? What does it mean? That individual, you don't even perfect your character in the world, will not be successful in the year after. A person who does not perfect himself, his character in this world, will not be successful in the year after. Nabi Karim said, I've been sent in this world for a purpose, to bring about perfection in one's character. One's character. To bring about perfection in the world is to bring about character. You must know one thing, that a person can be fasting, he makes salah, generosity, he's mujahida, cannot elevate oneself just as good character. I'm saying this statement again. One's mujahida, one's fasting, I mean nafil, not fast. One's mujahida, sacrifice of everything you can see, cannot reach that of one's good character. You find people fasting, I've seen my own self, Monday and Thursday fasting, they fight, but they're fighting like cats and dogs at home. I had to stop one person. I said, please break your fast. I told him, please break your fast. Because you're a fast one. Because what is fasting for? If you are fasting, the effect of fast, you know Ramadan is coming. If Ramadan is coming, prepare yourself from now to become in a Ramadan, how to be prepared. That man is fasting, he's using languages such vulgar language to his wife. I'm telling him, boy, what are you fasting for? He is very, very happy he's fasting. I told him, boy, go home. I told the wife, please make some food for him. And in that way his anger will go away. So you making a lot of zabat, you know, making ibadat whole night, taking Quran, reading all the time. My Hazrat teaches us what to become. Insan bano. My Hazrat teaches one thing. Insan bano. Become a man. You do not know how to keep people's heart. When a person is married, he's got responsibilities. But he does not fulfill his responsibilities because even at time of Sahaba Ikram, when they should be, when someone Sahabi to see and go see another Sahabi, and the wife complains, the husband not even looking at me too, they should call the Sahabi to stay by his house. And when you wake up early, you make him sleep. Do not wake up. Fulfill the rights. Fulfill the rights. He goes next day to complain, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sahaba says, correct what he did. We take in the Quran and reading, that poor thing is hurt there. She knew that what is the reason for me that I got married, that my husband don't even look at my face too. So how nice he says. To elevate yourself, one of the most important thing is this much. That you have good character. Good character. Many people you'll find, you know, there's a veil between you and Allah. Me and Allah. When a person making ibadat and is in sajda, there's a Nabi Karim Salman says that a veil between me and Allah Ta'ala, which is closed. That veil only opens when you have good character in you. It only opens when you got good character. That's why Imam Ghazali Rahman says many people have surpassed others who are making so much of namaz and roza and fasting, everything, merely because they have got good character in them. Good character. Everything. Which we today do not have that thing. To bring in good character, in reality, a person who has good morals, you call him a man. You call him a man. You know that man when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that, you know, he came there, he says, what a top wrestler he is. Say, what is a wrestler? If in time he can wrestle himself, at a time he gets angry, that is called wrestling. Why do you think namaz came 13 years after? Islam was in the beginning, but 13 years after, why? Not one sahabi was allowed to go and fight with anyone. So much of harm was caused to them, all kinds of difficulties they faced. They want to go out, no permission. What was the reason that 10 years was apne nafs par nirbhar? Fight yourself to the thing that you are, the condition that you not cause harm to anyone. In other words, don't cause any kind of zulm on anyone. Had they been given permission that time to do that, there should be war all the time. No, sabr, sabr, sabr. Teaching us to make sabr too. Our wives are the best sabr, you know that. I'm always telling you, my Hazrat told us this. My Hazrat told us that, you know, if you're really a man, who's really a man, then your wife is your sheikh for you. She can really make you a person if you only know how to bear with her. You know, when an outside person speaks to you something out of turn, whether it's a lady or a man, you smile. Like drinking one sharbat. But when a wise man speaks to you in that condition, you forget the smile and you think an enemy is rocking on some rocks on you. I'm not saying that. Mahasa said this. I'm taking his words on. He said that. So if you want to become a man in reality, become a man. If someone has to tell you what you are, it means nothing to you, not affect you. Until unless you don't have that quality. Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, he heard what a great person. Someone told him you are an illegitimate child. Na'udhubillah. That you are harami. I don't like to say it, but I have to explain to you. So, alhamdulillah, we got witness to my nikahs. How nice is it? Alhamdulillah, got witness to nikahs. No effect at all. Imam Manna Madni rahmatullah alayhi, if I'm not mistaken, someone told him something like that. And he gave the same answer. But no effect. I'm trying to say no effect. Not even a face showing any kind of effect. No defect on the face. Hey, you know what? If someone have to take you to task, and if your face turns, that means you still got a defect in you. It must be no effect at all. You like drinking. That one statement he said to me, my husband says, you must drink a sharbat with your heart. That cold sharbat that you have to know so much. You smile doing that thing. That's how you take that thing. Akhlaq, akhlaq, akhlaq. Which is every time everyone says akhlaq. You can read namaz all the time. You can read fasting all the time. But yet you find that, you know, sometimes because of anger, that father forget he tells the wife talaq to. The wife will tell him, why are you making talaq? You just miss tahajjud namaz. Why anger? The worst thing today for a bad character is anger. This thing you must, it's called khabis, you know that. It has to be taken out, you must slaughter it. And this is what the in Khanqa, this is what we emphasize in reality. Not everywhere. In reality, zibaqa. You know, the Sahabi is so strong there after 13 years that when Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when that Yahudi was, in fact, he was on top of him and he spat on his face. Hazrat Ali had all the rights to kill him because he was above him. But the moment he spat on his face, he left him. What made him leave that? That I'm trying to tell you. Because they were not slaves of their nafs. They're not slaves of their nafs. The moment he woke up, they said, why did you wake up? You had opportunity to kill me. What happened? He says, I was fighting for the sake of Allah. But the moment you spat on me, what? Is no more Allah. No more Allah. Now what it is? I have to take revenge for what he did unto me. And I left him alone. If someone have to do that to you, what you do? That's why I'm saying you, the wife can tell you the worst things. She can hammer you left, right, and center until, unless you've not become strong. Till you keep your mouth quiet and take it strong and overlook it. The time will come, inshallah, you know what is happening to you, only Allah knows. Patience will take you very far. Patience will take you very far. Buzugan and Deen have been making so much ibadat. Great, great ibadat they're making. But Allah forgave them because of only one small action. That food was no salt in that food. He ate the food so happily, like it's the best food. The wife could not even eat that food. And she told, how come you could eat and I could not eat? He said, every day you give me so nice food. Today that food, why must I complain? I'm saying it because we are faced with that kind of things. You want certain kind of food, you go to work, when you come back, the food is not ready. Khalas, what happens to you? This muddy is forgotten too. Whereas my Hazrat, I'm repeating this incident because it's so great for us. Listen, he goes to the house. They told him, Hazrat, there's so nice food is cooked, so tasty. You know, the water, everything so tasty. Everything. He said, where's my share? He said, bachche ne kha liya. He said, bahut acha hua. No effect at all. This is what you call akhlaq. A person can be bad to you, but you are good to that person. That is sunnah of the Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But you can read namaz, you can do all those things. That's why they say, to read namaz and all is good. But you want to shine that namaz, you want to beautify that namaz, then have those qualities in you that namaz is a different namaz, that is it. That namaz will be a different namaz, not the namaz that you make. Because the first lesson, that's what they say. The first lesson to bring about good character is to have love and humility. Love is very important. Love the creation because the creator. If you love the creation because Ya Allah, He is your creation, Allah says, love my creation because of me. Then everyone will have love for. You won't have one enemy too. Do you know something? The greatest quality of a person that he has no enemies in this world. Others can be your enemy, but you are not their enemy. The greatest quality. No, he's Allah's creation. How can I do? Everything he's nazar on who? Allah Ta'ala. Nazar on? That he feels that whatever is happening is coming from Allah, not from them. If that person refuses to, it's from Allah Ta'ala. If that person refuses to, it's from Allah Ta'ala. Say you go for some favor to someone. You got so much hopes that you want the boy to get married to this girl, or you want some money, and you went, hey, no, that will never tell me no. He'll never tell me no. And you go there and he refuses you. You smile, it's because it happened from Allah Ta'ala. Everything, the doer is who? Allah. If the doer is Allah Ta'ala, then why do you get angry with the doer? It's his decision in everything. So the most important is humility. Humble. Man tawadu Allah rafa'u Allah. Humility is the greatest thing, and do not become humble because of name and fame. Because become humble because of say Allah, Ya Allah, I am nothing. Become, I am nothing. Become most humble. Do not look at your actions, that your action is something. My action is nothing, but through His grace He allowed me to do it. Man must never look at his action, think he did something. He must always think to himself that this is not my action, it's through His grace I did this thing. Yeah. When he begins to think that it's through His grace He has done this action, it will never be at any time pride will come to him. But if fear will come, that it must not be taken away from him. So love, humility. And one of the worst things is ghibat, backbiting, pride, jealousy. Pride and jealousy. These are the two things that are most dangerous things. Years a person can do good deeds, but that pride is hidden there. That I am someone. I know everything. I have this in me. That quality. I am supposed to be put forward. Everything. Pride and which is most important to see this month, that he must not have that at all. It destroys. You know, remember one thing. When that woman, that Sahaba Ikram said, Ya Rasulullah, that woman is so, she makes ibadah day and night. And fasting day and night. But her neighbors not happy with her. The neighbors are not happy with her. Nabi Karim sallallahu says that is sad. It's because the neighbor not happy to her, with her. All her good deeds are being destroyed. All the good deeds are destroyed. The meaning is how much hard work that person has done. What they receive from there. Just because of them. And Rasulullah said that a person who has good deeds and good character, he will go to Jannat. He will go to Jannat. Because the character to bring in you is very easy to listen, my dear friend, to bring you. That's why the Khanqa was there before. The Khanqa was there before for that reason. To fight yourself, to stay alone. Two things is most important even to become more close to Allah Ta'ala. Talk less and meet less. Talk less and meet less to everyone. Talk less and meet less. No matter what it is, talk less and meet less. And I'm telling you, the worst thing is the cell phone. Talk less and meet less. You rather stay alone, make Allah Allah. Meet when it's necessary to meet, other don't do it. That is the now the main way to go towards Allah Ta'ala. Meet with Allah. So just imagine that she had the bad habits that he destroyed all her good habits. Ghibat is a sin that is so rife today that you come to realize that many day of Qiyamah, when Allah Ta'ala will say that person, He say, Ya Allah, I did so many good deeds, where is gone to? I've done so many good deeds, where is gone to? He says, Yo, it's be gone because you have given it to your own enemies. Who you're talking bad about, they have taken all your good deeds away. Now which fool is that person who gives all his good deeds away to someone? We know about it. We know everything about it. Yet we are still, you know, like, you know, one buzuk, you know, he says, when you go, it's so immune to the whole thing, it doesn't affect you anymore. Before, when a person makes ghibat, they could see on the face they're making ghibat. The effect was there. But now, all the sins that we're making, there's no effect on our body at all. Only those people are very, very pious, they could see it. Now Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, Usman Ghani rahmatullah alayhi, rahmatullah radiyallahu anhu, Usman. One person comes, say, I don't know what he was looking, where he put his eyes, you can see, he could say all those things. There's no sign anymore, because he's immune to the thing. Backbiting is so part of our life. It's like nothing happening. You don't show any importance to it too. To talk bad of people, al-ghibat wa shadd min al-zina. Ghibat is so severe in Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi. Every great saint always said this much to us. That ghibat, they emphasize, do not make ghibat. Do not backbite. And every home of ours is ghibat, backbiting. So one side we are doing very good. Another side, this is what destroying it. Yet but a person, when Allah Ta'ala loved that person, then you come to realize that how much of good deeds he do, Allah Ta'ala elevates him. Elevates him to very high status. The Hazrat to say, Salik ko. Hazrat to say, Salik. Who's a Salik? A person who's taken the road to Allah. He's called a Salik. He says that must have his tongue controlled at all times. Have his tongue controlled at all times. The more intelligent you are, the more less you speak. Musa alayhi salam, when the magicians came to him in front of him and asked him who to start, he always, there was no such thing as claim. He said, you must start. Today we claim. He's a Nabi, he could say, I could start. He said, no, you all start. To teach us to, we must become that kind. You must not claim anything. So today's majlis was so important to keep people's heart, very important. Keep people's heart for the sake of Allah. To keep people's heart for the sake of Allah. Even if you have to go to difficulties, look at that night when a person has a Thani rahmatullahi had to make ghusl. But if the person wants the taweez, he will make it in the morning, he said, straight to them. Straight to him with the taweez. So to keep your mu'min's heart is a very great ibadah. And to keep a wife's heart is more great ibadah. Many a time Mahatma to give this hadith, and I'm saying it again and again. The reason for saying it again, because the sickness is there, that's why. Why do you repeat something most of the time? Because the sickness is there, we have not improved our sickness. You have to repeat it all the time. So it's not an old thing, it's new. It will only become old when you become that is in your part of your life. Hazrat, you say, that person who looks at his wife with muhabbat, that wife look at the husband with muhabbat, Allah Ta'ala look at him with rahmat. And he says, whom rahmat do talk? That is his word. You don't have to go outside to get rahmat. In the house you get rahmat yourself. So character. You may make less ibadat. You may make less ibadat. You may less read Quran. But you keep people's heart for the sake of Allah. And you have good character. Your tongue is always saying good things, not bad things. Then that fine person, he'll know, day of Qiyamah, they'll come to know how Allah will elevate him. And in this world too, a person will be elevated because he did for Allah Ta'ala. Imam Hanifa rahmatullah, the one sin that a person very quickly get punished in this world is pride. That a person got pride in him, very quickly get disgraced in front of people too. In the world, it will be disgraced. It's a very bad. When shaitan was disgraced, why can we keep away from pride? Do not look down at anyone. No matter how good your conditions are, do not look down at what ill treat. I just say Imam Hanifa mentioned this right as he says now. If you ill treat people, and especially your parents too, your parents have done, they gave their life for you. Today they do something against you too. You have to be very thankful to them. You must respect them at all times. Do not show disrespect to them. Allah Ta'ala amar kami tawfiq nasif. Wa huda alhamdulillah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وصحبه اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد برحمته. Only one point I forgot to mention, that you know we have been, why did Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم say when you look at the mirror, say اللهم أحسن خلقي وأحسن خلقي, what the reason for that? We are not reading the dua. And if you read the dua, I think, Ya Allah, my outside appearance is so good. Make my internal the same better. We have to make the dua all the time. Then you see, inshallah, ta'ala, but don't make the dua too. And he made it say that with the dua. So we must learn to make the dua all the time. That inshallah, the quality of good manners and character must come into our lives. Jazakallah.